This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that India sees a huge role for cooperatives in the country's future growth. He said cooperatives are not just a model but the foundation of India's culture. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He pointed out that cooperatives in India have evolved from an idea to a movement, from a movement to a revolution, and from a revolution to empowerment.
भारत में इस समय हम कोऑपरेटिव मूवमेंट का नया विस्तार दे रहे हैं मुझे पूरा विश्वास है इस कॉन्फ्रेंस के माध्यम से भारत की फ्यूचर कोऑपरेटिव जर्नी के लिए जरूरी इनसाइट मिलेगी और साथ ही भारत के अनुभवों से ग्लोबल कोऑपरेटिव मूवमेंट को भी 21st century के नए टूल्स मिलेंगे नई स्पिरिट मिलेगी
On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi launched a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. The Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Chering Tobge, Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, Manoa Kamikamika, and Union Home Minister Amit Shah also attended the conference. For the first time in the 130-year history of the International Cooperative Alliance, ICA, the Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. Both Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day on the first day of the winter session today amid ruckus by the opposition on alleged bribery charges against a business group and other issues. Both the Houses will meet on Wednesday now. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed hope that the winter session of Parliament will be productive and filled with constructive debates and discussions. Speaking to media ahead of the Parliament session this morning, Mr. Modi said Parliament's winter session is special for many reasons, including for the beginning of the 75th year of Constitution's adoption. He said it marks a glorious milestone for democracy. The government has announced year-long celebrations beginning tomorrow to commemorate the 75th year of the adoption of the Constitution of India. The celebrations across the country will continue till the 26th of November next year. Providing details about the activities to be undertaken as part of the celebrations, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, during a media briefing in New Delhi, said a grand event will be organised at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan, where President Draupadi Murmu will address the members of both Houses of Parliament. Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said the year-long celebrations will be conducted under the campaign Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has rejected the allegations made by some quarters that the Constitution is under threat, maintaining that it should not be seen through the narrow prism of politics. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News ahead of the Constitution Day to be observed tomorrow, Mr. Birla stressed that the Constitution belongs to the people of the nation and every section of society has faith in it. The full interview can be heard in Surkhiyome program of Akashvani News today at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 FM Gold. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today expressed concern over the situation in West Asia, saying that India unequivocally condemns terrorism and hostage-taking. In his opening remarks at the Mediterranean Dialogues Conference at Rome in Italy, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that international humanitarian law cannot be disregarded and called for all countries to support a ceasefire. The Supreme Court today directed the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, to consider relaxing the restrictions on physical classes for schools, colleges and other educational institutions in Delhi NCR. These restrictions were imposed last week due to severe air pollution. The court ordered that a decision should be taken by the CAQM in this regard by tomorrow. Meanwhile, the top court directed the CAQM to initiate prosecution against officials who failed to enforce the ban on the entry of trucks and light commercial vehicles into Delhi under GRAP 4 to address severe air pollution. In cricket, India registered a resounding 295-run victory over hosts Australia in the first test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. The emphatic win marks one of India's largest test triumphs. The second test is scheduled to be played from the 6th of next month at the Adelaide Oval. And with that, we end this news bulletin.